Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on a thick Thursday here on 105.3 The Fan. Fan After Dark, I'm Fred Davis. We've got the one, the only, the phenom of all phenoms, Mr. Blake Elliott with the Forget About It. Is that the, you got to talk like that for 4 hours, ah?
Probably won't talk like that, but, no. You know, it was the first hoodie I saw, so it felt like it...
Slide one in every now and again.
Say again.
Slide one in accent every now and again.
Every now and then.
Now and again. So we got Blake Elliott at the house. We've got khaki Kevin Walker behind the glass on the 1-2s and threes. Khaki Kevin Walker is still internetless at his home.
Hopefully, this is the last night.
In 2025, you just have to wonder how on earth does a Gen Zer survive? You've been without internet, home internet for how long now?
I have been without home internet, so we moved in on the 26th, and tomorrow should be the day that, well, technically we moved in on the 25th, but moved in on the 26th, and tomorrow should be the day we get it.
Okay, so you've been, so almost this full week without internet.
Yep.
Mm.
No World Series, no college football, no NFL.
You got no hotspots?
No, it's not strong enough.
That's what she said.
I would say your local sports bar. That's where I would be.
Just moved in. So, got stuff we got to arrange, got stuff we got to do. So.
You can't be that busy, though. I mean, you know, if you got to watch a game, you can watch on your TV or you can watch on your phone.
I mean, yeah.
What do you got? Cricket Wireless?
I don't have Cricket Wireless.
You got Cricket Wireless. What's Abby working with?
She's on.
Oh, she got an Android?
No, she does not have an Android.
No wonder you guys ain't got no internet going on over there, man. What kind of operation you guys running over there? By the way, real quick.
What's
the spread for this game tonight? 7.5?
Seven and a half Ravens.
Are you going with Baltimore?
Who are they playing, the Dolphins?
Miami. I'm going with Miami.
I'll go with Baltimore then.
Okay. Because I know you said Miami last, or excuse me, I know you said Baltimore last night, but I figure let's go ahead and sleep on it for a night, think about how we feel about it.
Lamar's playing.
I know he is.
I'll take
Look,
it.
I expect the Baltimore Ravens to win. I'm expecting a backdoor cover by the Miami Dolphins tonight.
The Dolphins have been weird.
That's my point.
Every time we poo-poo them and say they're the worst team, they come back. The next week, they end up putting 30.
They come out of nowhere. Just when you think Mike McDaniel is cooked and there's nothing left for Mike McDaniel to mumble. And
I think that's why he'll still be an OC. Like, they still put up points with Tyreek, Tua being who he is.
You guys know... By the way, I'm on day 4 of not smoking a Black and Mild.
I'm proud of you.
Okay? I'm on day 4 of not smoking a Black and Mild. And did you guys know that when you stop smoking, you actually start coughing because the little fibers or hairs or whatever in your lungs are actually like... Yeah, they're used to the tar and the nicotine and whatever gunk comes with a, you know...
And I think that's the thing in a lot of... spaces in your body. Yeah. Like, it doesn't have to just be smoking, but our bodies get so used to it, for better or worse, when you change something, going to the gym, not going to the gym, whatever, like, your body is just like, it's usually throwing a little bit of a wrinkle, and you have That's what I always say. Cold turkey is not the best.
It's the only way to do it.
It is. It's if you can do it, it is, I guess, has its benefits.
It does.
But it's hard on your body and
your
mind.
But you can wean. But the idea that you're going to wean off of something is also insane to
me. It is. It's why I would say addiction in America is hard in general. Yeah. I wouldn't even say just America. In the world in general.
It's hard, bro. I'm telling you right now. The phone's the next big thing. Okay. Phone addiction.
I'm
trying hard.
Thinking about that today, but it's pretty impossible for me and you. With how much that we do, that our job
is
built on,
but you
media and technology
can incorporate times where you
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's what I'm trying to.
It might not even be less phone. It might just be more not. You know what I'm saying? Like doing stuff for yourself.
Look, because you okay? So you know you're a social butterfly.
Unfortunately,
I was.
What, really? You think that's a bad thing?
No, that's its pros and cons.
No, I mean I think it's absolutely a con or a pro, and I'm gonna tell you why.
I'm driving to the station a couple days ago, and what is it, Henderson or whatever street that is over there that's got like, I don't know, they're doing a bunch of construction over there, blah, 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 whatever. But it's like, you know, like you're going towards Greenville and they got all the little places over there. I don't know, strip malls, that sort of thing, yada, yada, whatever. Drive by this little pub, people are outside, okay? Probably a good 15 or so people. All outside. And by the way, it's beautiful. I mean, this week it's been great outside, right? Temperature-wise, to where you can hang outside, kick it, do whatever you want to do. Tell me why every single person sitting outside was on their phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every single person.
Man. I've prided myself pretty high on when I hang out with friends trying to keep my phone in my pocket. Unless we're like, you know, taking a picture or something like that. Or we're taking a picture of the scenery. I need to put it away. I feel like I've been pretty good about that. Yeah. It's a little bit harder now because I've been vlogging, but yeah. I try to do that like quickly. Like I'll do my couple
you
videos.
You're a vlogger extraordinaire. When can we see the first Blake Elliott vlog, by the way?
So I was last night. I sit up to 2 a.m. and started it finally. Like there's so much footage.
Like edit. What do you mean you started? Like,
put it in DaVinci Resolve.
Okay.
And another Adobe Premiere, if you will. Yeah. And got the first 60 seconds.
DaVinci's the freeware. It's kind of like the video version of Audacity, isn't it?
Wow, look at you kind of know. Yeah, it is the free version. It's funny. I have Adobe Premiere on my computer, but I just wanted to try this out. I've heard a lot of good things about it. And so it's got so many tools. I was awesome. But either way, I started editing the vlog and you know I want it to be perfect. I'm a perfectionist, so probably be
but
a while.
But don't let that keep you.
From posting it.
See, okay, they say perfectionism is one of the biggest issues that people have
because
they keep telling them, "Oh, I gotta wait till." It's like, just do it, just put it out.
Yeah,
whatever you want, people.
You know, I pride myself in my work.
No, so. I get it, but we're like, okay, so there's a jump cut. No, most people don't care. I mean, are you funny or not? Right? Like, we're here to see you.
Yeah.
All right, we're either gonna like whatever you're doing, or we're not. Like, you'd have to really screw up some editing to make it seem like, man, this is just unwatchable.
Yeah, no, it's not even that. It's just, and this is just kind of peeking behind the life of Blake.
Yeah,
I very much.
Are you gonna have your black paper towel on the vlog?
They,
by the way,
they are on the vlog.
Okay,
I'm very much a fan of post production and editing and all that stuff. Like, I enjoy that stuff. I used to do that stuff all the time in college, and. It's not just the final product of like, you know, like you said, being funny or doing things. It's like, how does it look? Mm. What are the colors? What are the angles? Was this sound effect used correctly? Like, I'm a nerd when it comes to, I don't know how to do all of it.
Yeah,
but as far as I want it to look a certain way at the end. And
have you quit smoking? I've noticed you're clearing your throat a lot. Should we get you a cup of water before we continue with this program tonight? You know, we still got 3 hours and 45 minutes left to go. So.
I know. Someone said, Fred and Blake, did y'all buy McDonald's? I did not. No McDonald's.
I did. Oh. Why are we not supposed to?
I don't know. Someone just texted.
I tell you what. Be glad. Real quick, because we got plenty of sports to get into today. It's kind of a slower sports day here at the DFW. Now the Stars are tied at zeros with the Tampa Bay Lightning. 19 minutes and 40 seconds left to go in the second period.
I think I have an affliction for Canada teams because I also like the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Well, that really shouldn't matter then because Tampa Bay is not in Canada.
Oh yeah, you're right.
So
they're in Florida.
Tampa Bay shouldn't
right?
That shouldn't Tampa, affect Florida? Your love for Canadian teams.
what is the
So you're just kind of nonplussed about tonight's game is what you're saying then.
Is there not a Canadian team that has similar maybe color profile that I'm getting Montreal's?
I mean, I'm sure there is.
I mean, I'm mixing them up with the Blue Jays.
Look, I'm no Fred Melrose, okay? So don't get me twisted on look, I know this much. I know the Los Angeles Kings are silver and black.
They're sick.
And my cousin had a King starter jacket back in the day, and I know back in the day when NWA was around, you had them, they were rocking Los Angeles Raiders and Los Angeles Kings gear. And so everybody wanted to have Kings gear for that reason. Well, that and your boy Wayne Gretzky was.
Is that a West Coast thing with the black and silver?
Oh, absolutely.
Because Las Vegas, the Raiders, you just brought up the Kings.
But you got to remember, that was back, but like I said, but you got to remember, the Raiders were in L.A. First they were in Oakland, then they were in L.A., back in Oakland, you know, that sort of thing.
I think that's a West Coast thing, that color palette.
What, silver and blue? Because the Raiders started it.
That was the first team to really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so other teams have adopted that color palette.
Oh, no, look, I will say forever and a day, look, it pains me to say this as a Chiefs fan, but the Raiders, to me, to this day, have the dopest jerseys of all time.
Agreed.
Like the silver and black. That's why it's so it sucks, and that's why I was giving our boy Robert Gallery a couple weeks ago a hard time. Like, it sucks when they're not good because you just watch them trot out, and you know, they got the
uniform.
Commitment to excellence. You know, because even when they're in their whites with the silver lettering and what have you, they look dope. But it just it's that their team's just not good at all.
So it's a Tampa Bay, Colorado.
You know, I mean, that was kind of that moment right now. I mean, that was kind of,
I was
pretty sure
about that, too.
You seemed really sure of yourself.
I had a whole
connection. You were like, I really like Canadian teams. I was like, okay, well, that's cool. None are playing right now, but.
I even used the word affliction.
Yeah, you did. I don't know that affliction is the word. You have an affinity.
Affinity.
I mean, that's the word that I would think. I don't know what affliction.
I think affinity is better. What does affliction mean?
Affliction, like, isn't that, first of all, I think it's a clothing brand, number one.
I think it is.
But affliction means like you've been struck with something. Like you've caught a case of something. Like, I've been afflicted with.
I got an affliction. Like,
I've got an affliction with love for Canadian teams.
Like, I got an affliction with Canada as of recent. It feels like it's been a.
Yeah, so recently you have fallen in love with Canadian teams. This
affliction could work right there.
Yeah. That's okay. All right. Okay.
But affinity is probably a better.
Yeah, there you go. I mean,
all around word.
Either way. This much we do know, Tampa Bay's not in Canada.
What's your latest affliction?
My latest affliction. Great question. I'm still trying to figure that out.
A working truck.
That would be one of them. Yes, that would be one of them. Yeah, my boy's taking care of me though. Don't get it twisted. My boy Dan, the transmission man, is gonna get me squared away. So, the other thing. I mean. You know, I'm just in a, I don't know, I'm trying to quit everything. All the bad things in my life that have you know, worn me down in some form or fashion. I am trying to rid myself of those things. And it's hard, man. It is. When you do something for so long, whether it's smoking or being.
Doing radio?
Not present. No, radio I love.
Yeah.
Like radio, I you know what? Honestly, not to peel the curtain too far back, but see, that's part of my problem is I don't know that I've ever found anything else in my life that I love as much as radio.
Wow.
Like that, and that is
Tim Collins and Gavin just cut that up. They said, yes, you want to work at Odyssey? They play that. They play that sound bite. They're going to do that to the next people that, when they're trying to get someone to work here, they're going to show them that soundbite.
Is this how you feel? Let me tell you how Fred Davis feels on nights. Complain again. That's probably my, I mean, I've got an affinity for, you know, I mean, I've been, I'm going to go see my sister tomorrow. I'm going to go see my son tomorrow. He plays football. He's got the playoffs starting in Kansas. And so that's why I was like, oh, I got to get me a rental car. Because normally I would drive my cousin's truck, but it's a beater. So I'm like, I'm not taking that thing to Kansas tomorrow. So.
Kevin, your latest affliction?
No internet.
Yeah, my latest affliction is internet because having internet would make me a whole lot happier.
Well, no,
your latest
affliction is no internet. Your latest affliction is living. I mean, you're basically living how my generation lived. Growing up,
it's been a struggle.
But I
no music, no TV, no nothing. I mean, we have vinyls.
Let me stop you right there. Okay, first of all, I mean, you're making it sound like you're in Gaza, for God's sakes. Number two,
I just like playing music on my TV. That's what I mean. Obviously, I can play it from my phone.
Don't you? I was gonna say, don't you have a sound bar?
I mean, I have my phone, yes, and I have a speaker, but I just like playing it off the TV. It's a first world problem, Fred.
I mean, just use your, who plays, first of all, who plays music on their TV?
Me.
I do.
You guys play music on your TVs?
I did that when you came over, remember, when I was playing the.
This is a vibe about it, I don't know.
The music, I mean, it's louder, but I also have a projector. Yeah,
apparently you don't have a good sound bar then.
No, it's connected to my sound bar. I don't even have a TV, Fred, to project.
Well, okay, in your case, I get it, but yeah. I don't know, I mean, I just play everything through my sound bar.
Yeah. I mean, so, technically same.
Yeah.
It just I don't have one of those yet, though.
You don't have a soundbar?
No, not yet.
Get you one, bro. Tell you what, let's see if we can do a GoFundMe for Kevin tonight.
No go internet, but let's get him a
GoFund. Hey, I'll tell you what. I mean, all he needs is Bluetooth. Yeah. All right? I mean, it would, you know.
Do you need
Wi-Fi
for Bluetooth?
No.
Okay, you're right.
No. So that's what I'm saying. Let's do a little GoFundMe. All right, let's do a little GoFundMe for Kev.
What do you think is the minimum price point to spend on a good soundbar?
Look, I promise you right now, I guarantee you I could find a Tolo or Fatty right now that would sell us one for $20.
That's a good one. Like,
they probably haven't used in a while. Absolutely. Soundbars are the kind of thing that you'll buy back when they were like popping, and then you'll put it in the back room or something like that, and then you'll forget about it forever. Right? So I promise you there's somebody listening. I guarantee you dollars to donuts right now. There is somebody listening to this radio station, listening to us talk right now, that either has one or knows of somebody that has one
loose
that would unload
bars.
It for $20, $25.
You got any loose sound bars?
Yeah, you got a sound bar I can hold for a minute. Period. End of story. Just like that.
Kevin?
Let us know.
I guess I'll be looking for a sound bar today.
We got you, bro. We got you.
And it's Black Friday's coming up now.
It is.
Yeah. I'm eyeing Black Friday for a new TV.
That was the time. I remember when Black Friday was like not as stressful. But it was just like you could go and get. Now, I'm not saying the actual event. I'm just saying like you could just take time out of your weekend, go out there with family or friends, and go get a bunch of things for the house. Now it's like you got to worry about getting shot. You got to worry about
getting always
run
been the
over.
No, that's always been the case. I mean, Black Friday used to be before the internet.
I feel like
and
it used
before
to be happy,
Prime.
A happy time.
No, it used to be worse for sure.
Yeah, because I feel like now. I mean, people don't even camp out anymore.
People are getting killed over PS4s, Blake.
Yeah. People get killed. Look.
No, they were. There were. People were getting murked for these games.
Hello. I mean, we had people getting murdered for Jordans. I mean, what are we talking? I ain't never heard anybody getting murdered for LeBrons.
Wow.
Just saying.
We haven't heard the stories.
Just saying. Ain't no one's getting shot for some LeBrons. Fred. Don't act like they are.
Clutch ain't letting that get out.
I mean, those big clunky ass shoes. Ain't nobody trying to get robbed in some. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Much. Try to get robbed in some LeBrons. All right. You're twisting an ankle. Guaranteed.
Best LeBrons ever, Miami Beach or the South Beach 2010s or the Easters. I rocked those for like 4 years.
Yeah.
And thought I was the coolest kid in the world in high school.
Now I've got a pair of LeBrons. I'm not going to lie.
They were lime green. Couldn't be more look at me shoes, but I thought I was so cool in high school with them. And then I like grew up and I was like, these are the
ridiculous. It's all right.
But it was a good time.
I mean, you're not at the Fred Davis Nike free stage of your life yet where you have 8 pairs of the same shoe, but. It's right around the corner for you, bro.
I mean,
you're 26. You're a young buck.
Yeah. I'm about to have 8 pairs of...
You got a closet full of Antas, though.
I do.
You got a closet full of Antas.
I'm about to get more of those Boston clogs. I'm a fan.
You might as well.
I wear them every day.
Yeah, but you're about the only... But you know, my son likes those shoes, too. I can't do it. All right, coming up next, let's talk a little Dallas Cowboys, shall we? What happened to DeMarvian Overshown today? There was basically a freak show of like, oh, my God... What are we going to do? And then good news came out that, all right, maybe it's not as bad as we thought. And an executive came out and said, not so fast on Max Crosby not getting traded. What does that mean for your Dallas Cowboys? We'll discuss that and more next. A lot to get to. This is
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Fan After Dark.
I figured it out. I was thinking of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I mean, I could see that, man.
That's where I got.
That's a fair, fair.
And I saw the T up there, and I saw the L. Easy confusion, but either way, the Stars would take down both of those teams, the Maple Leafs or the.
So the B didn't throw you off a little bit.
I couldn't really see it. I'm gonna be quite frank with you. It looks a little blurry.
Yeah.
Fact they're called Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I need glasses.
Sounds like it.
I have them. They're on my drive.
And not the Meta.
I guess I could put my prescription in those.
I mean, be a creeper and be able to see at the same time. Why not?
I actually haven't used them as much.
I noticed you haven't worn them in a while.
Yeah.
You haven't worn them since I hit you in the face with that football.
Yeah.
The last time I saw you was the Cowboy game.
Yeah.
So, what are you going to do? Are you going to get the prescription or what?
I think I should. I mean, I have glasses that I have my prescription.
Nearsighted or farsighted? I mean, I'm going to ask you that question. I already know you don't know the answer to it, but I'm going to go ahead and ask anyway.
It's hard for me to read
the see up close?
Acronyms of the two teams up there.
Yeah.
So it's a little blur.
But you can see up close, though.
Yeah. Like, I can't read who's up to bat right now for Tampa Bay. I see it starts with an S.
Considering Tampa Bay is not playing baseball right
Toronto.
Now, yeah, your eyes are all jacked up.
Toronto, same thing.
Man, I'm sure. Are you sure you can even see? Period. How are you driving at night? That's a real question. 877. By the way, shout out to all you rideshare nerds out there. Guess what? Real quick, before we get to the Cowboys conversation,
please.
Fred had to take a rideshare today.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
And
very odd.
How long was the ride?
12 minutes, 13, because he did stop at a, he did slam his brakes on a yellow light, and I said, bro, what are we doing here? And there was a cop right there, and I was like, oh, fair.
Okay.
Okay.
How much was the ride?
$14.
How much did you tip him?
Four.
That's good. That's good.
Right?
Four on 14. I think most people would be happy with that.
Yeah. Tell Fred if he tipped right, but yeah. 877-881-1053. No, because I, like I said, I had to get to the rental car place. And so I had to, and I did a Lyft. I did do a Lyft instead of an Uber.
I feel like Lyft is like 50 cents cheaper. I don't know.
It was.
I don't know. I that might be a myth because
for the same ride,
yeah.
$5.
See,
$5 cheaper to take Lyft over Uber.
Yeah,
and they were gonna make me ride with like three other Jamokes in Uber. And I was like, I don't know these people. You gonna tell me my boy Bangor, Maine, in the 2020 Civic can come pick me up? For $15?
I think what? Uber is like the slightly premium-er version, and Lyft is like, hey, I'm just trying to get here and there. I don't really care what it feels, looks like.
Doesn't
just
matter.
Get me there safely.
That's it. What? We want to rob a bank on the way there? Done. Let's go.
I think Lyft is Walmart. Would you say Uber's Target? I don't know if Uber's that.
Bro, I don't know. I'm going to defer to you two guys on this.
I mean, I don't use them that often.
I don't take ride shares.
I think I've called it myself maybe twice this year, ride share. And one was at the Cowboys game.
Look, it's the first time I've taken a ride share in 6 years. The last time I took a ride share was 2019 when I worked for Sports Radio 610 in Houston. And they sent me, who'd they send? It was me. It's the same show that Reggie's on now, the midday show, In the Loop. It was me, John Lopez, and Landry Locker. From the DF dub. If you know, you know. Shout out to all the Landry Locker lovers out there.
I knew it was coming. I said, I'll let you make the joke.
But yeah, I had to take, because I wanted to go see Rocky. I wanted to see the Rocky statue. We were there for the Army-Navy game. Mm-hmm. We were in Philly for the Army-Navy game. I wanted to see the Rocky statue. I wanted to run up the steps, because that's what you do. And I took a lift. Froze my ass off.
Lift back then was probably like, what, 25 cents?
I mean, hell, they let me drive. I got out and said, you want to drive? I said, all right, let's go. So, yeah, so Fred took a lift today. And, again, shout out to my boy Jackson from Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Super nice guy. Now, he's probably not listening, but he's like, look, we'll hook you up. We're going to hook you up with an SUV. All right, cool. They gave me a Hyundai Kona.
I don't know what that is.
Man, look. I got a little bit of a lead foot. I'm sure that didn't surprise anybody here. This car, you literally have to, I mean, put your foot all the way down on the gas for it to accelerate. I'll tell you what, you ain't burning any tires out in this thing. I can promise you that. But you know what? Here's the deal. Let's be grateful. Okay. Got the whip. Dan, the transmission man's taking care of my truck. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got a job done today, and we got here in time to do radio, and here we are.
Overshone. He had a little bit of a tire problem.
Overshone had a little bit of a tire problem. Well, I guess, I don't know. Thankfully, it's not a tire or a leg or a wheel. But when as I'm driving in, right when G-Bag started today, the big news was, okay, Overshone has left practice with the trainer.
And immediately when you hear that, you're like, oh, here we go.
Everybody's freaking out.
Yeah.
And rightfully, and look.
Because he's the savior in a lot of realms for actually on the team. We need you to.
Look, you and I have. You know my stance on this. I have nothing against DeMarvian Overshone. I said this last night. And I don't know whoever the hell we were talking. I mean, we've talked to a lot of people this week. I think they're
it was
putting
Bobby.
That's right. We're putting too much on DeMarvian Overshone. Okay, we just are. I think it's. Yes, is he superhuman? Is he trying to be superhuman? 100%. Does anybody question? Is he the anti Trayvon Diggs in the sense that okay? He's here in the Star. He's here
Everybody
in Dallas.
Loves him.
Everybody loves him. He's not.
Says all the right things.
Says all the right things, and we've never heard one a blip about his training or how he's going about handling his business.
They
right?
Called it a Super Bowl the way that he was training.
I mean, this dude's going off. Right? Might as well be. I mean, I even made the joke to you guys before. I was like, "Has Dallas ever loved somebody that's only played 9 games the way they loved DeMarvian Overshone? My God,
we've been devoid of talent at that position. You see a freak athlete. He's from Texas. He says all the right things. He's, and then when you come back from that first injury in your rookie year, and it's like you were hoping a lot of him. He's got a good kind of positive vibe around him, good smile, and so people are wanting already for him to do good. Then he's like, oh my gosh, we haven't seen like anybody like this at linebacker since Jalen Smith.
And he played at an all-pro level, yeah. Right? I mean, that's let's not bury the lead here. He did play at an all-pro level for 9-10 games before, you know, every tendon in his knee was gashed up. So I'm when I heard that driving around today, you're like, oh goodness, I hope it's nothing serious. And then I think it was Nick Harris, Joe Hoyt, and you know, all the folks that cover the Cowboys for local media came out and said, no, it's something with his hand. And then everybody, I think, had a collective sigh of relief. Like,
we've had a lot of scary almost with the Cowboys. Do you remember the Tyler Guyton? He's supposed to be out for the entire year.
Well, the funny thing is, you and I were on that day. Like, and shout out to Brian Broaddus and his connects, because you had Ian Rappaport basically saying this season's over. Now, I think we can all say in hindsight, may not have been the worst thing. I mean, it wouldn't have been the end of the world like we all thought it was, because Nate Thomas has turned out to be halfway decent. Yeah. And I think we're all kind of waiting to see, okay, what's going to happen. And you and I have talked about this. I think it's only a matter of time before, you know, do you make that move to Nate Thomas at left tackle?
And Guyton at right.
Slide.
I think that could be an offseason thing.
I think it has to be, right?
I think it could be. It's definitely at least a conversation.
Unless Steele gets hurt.
Yeah. If nobody gets hurt, I think it's at least a conversation.
Because aren't you done owing Terrence Steele guaranteed money?
Don't get me to lie.
Because if you don't owe him any more guaranteed money, then yeah, I think you could. Because here's the thing. Somebody would trade for Terrence Steele.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, Terrence Steele isn't the worst right tackle in the world.
And we're obviously hyper-focused on it because he's our right tackle, and he's, I would think, to say the weakest link out of the five. So we're hyper-focused on it. But in the grand scheme of the NFL, it's not like he's the worst right tackle that's ever played football.
No, he'd be an upgrade at probably a dozen other right tackles in the NFL. The thing with, to your point, with Terrence is, you know, there's no more upside with him. He is what he is at this stage of his career, right? Like, I mean, Tyler Smith is one of the best left guards, if not the best left guard in football. Cooper Beebe is going to continue to get better. Booker's only a rookie. Tyler Guyton, we don't know if he's going to be left or right tackle, but at the very least, he's only in year two of being a first-round pick. So you feel good about him. And I think everybody's kind of this notion that, hey, we'd love to see what Nate Thomas can do on a regular every-down basis. So
I'll let you, you're better at the contract. I'll just read it to you and you tell me. Okay, $13.25 million 2025 salary, fully base. Guarantees
okay.
on 3/16/2025 injury guaranteed at sign. So that's already been done.
Okay.
Then the next note it has is 2024 to 2028, a per game active bonus at $44,750,000 total, of obviously over all those years together. And then he, in 2029, he's an unrestricted free agent. So I would agree. I believe no more guaranteed money after this year, but he's still under contract for around $13 million a year. 13, then 16, then 16.
I mean, you can get off, you can get off that. You can get off that. I mean, as long as you don't owe him any more. By the way, he's represented by Roc Nation, in case you were
2026, aware. He's a dead cap hit of $9 million.
Let's see. Guaranteed. So look, yeah, I mean, it looks like he's still got about like what, $6 million, I think, in guaranteed money left. Yeah, because he's got so what are we in 2020? Yeah, so he's got $6 million of guaranteed money left because he's still got his signing bonus was $15 million and he still has $3 million. Yeah, so it was when he signed the 5-year deal. So yeah, he's got $6 million left as far as guaranteed money is concerned. So, you know, I mean, again, we're just kind of spitballing here as far as that goes. But no, so you did get some good news today. Now, Matt Eberflus was asked today.
Ooh, he had an interesting answer.
I thought it was a very interesting answer. Here, we'll let him say it, not us. Mr. Matt Eberflus, you may know him as Sweet Willie Chambers because that's his doppelganger. But this is what he had to say today when asked, and I know I've got it. Okay, hold on. Which person did I send this to? Okay, here we go. Matt Eberflus, when asked if he still believes the players are getting used to his scheme, said, quote, "I don't think that's the issue."
Yeah. So what is the issue, Eberflus? You're saying the players aren't up to standard? Trying to cover your own ass a little bit?
Now, I would venture to say that
there's probably some nuance to the answer, but when that's all you say, that's all we have to go.
Well, and I'm
of.
Sure there's more, and I'm sure there's more to it. That was the clickbait kind of headline that everybody took and ran with today. Do we think Eberflus is probably a little bit frustrated?
Probably.
And I can't remember who I heard. Somebody on this radio station talked about this a couple days ago. When it comes to Matt Eberflus, I mean, look, Matt Eberflus has been a good defensive coordinator in the National Football League. All right, no one's going to get him confused for being a great head coach. But I think we can all agree that from a defensive standpoint, he has. I mean, you didn't get a job as a head coach by accident. Now, granted, it was the Chicago Bears. Shout out to our boy Degenerate Jake. But you know, he's been a serviceable to good defensive coordinator over the course of his NFL career. I go back to the question that you and I and Bobby discussed yesterday, and shout out to Bobby because I thought it was, you know, after we talked about it some more and got into a little bit of the weeds as far as some of his ideas as to who could help make this football team better, and you don't have to spend a first round pick doing it. Now,
Toronto just scored for Tampa Bay.
You know, I saw that. I saw it just got past the line there. Now, one talent evaluator or scout said today that even though Brian Davis, even though Mark Davis said that there would be no moving of Max Crosby.
Didn't practice today.
A talent evaluator came out and said, for an AFC team said, or NFC team, said that he can see Crosby being available for a first-round pick and a pick swap.
I would do that.
Oh, you'd do it in a heartbeat.
First-round pick and a late-round pick swap.
Look, if you told me that...
All you got to do is give up the Green Bay pick and swap third-rounders.
Done.
done tomorrow.
Now, you're going to have to fight. Now, you're going to have to push back because if you're the Raiders, you're going to want the Dallas pick.
Have it. Fine. Have the Dallas pick.
You know?
Do you think there's anybody in this draft that's going to be as good as Max Crosby is in the next 3 years?
I mean, I don't disagree with you there. I'm just saying, like, if you can give them the, just because you figure that Green Bay pick's going to be, you know, 25 or later.
Just people, and I love the draft. I love covering it and figuring out new things about these players and looking at the film and looking at their potential. But we, as in, I don't want to say everybody, but an NFL community, we get too caught up on these drafted guys being something that these all pros already are. Like, there's how many players are drafted every single year? Let's look it up.
It's like 256.
256 players.
Ballpark. 250 to 260, somewhere in that ballpark.
Are drafted every year, and we expect all of those first rounders to be all pros, and it just usually doesn't work out like that. So if you have a guy like Max Crosby, Trey Hendrickson, already out on the market.
I don't want Trey Hendrickson.
Well, I'm just giving examples of just good players.
Like, yeah.
Less about the Cowboys specific. Just Trey Hendrickson, Max Crosby, Micah Parsons, like, these players don't come around that often, and then when you figure out in your system, obviously you have them on your team if you're about to trade them, that they're working, and we just move off on them so quick. Like, well, I'm going to get two first-round picks or a first-round pick.
Are you okay with them just getting Crosby, though? Because you, I mean,
If that was it, if it was moving off my first and pick
swapping. No, I'm saying, do you want them to add something else, though, too?
Oh, of course. The Cowboys need more than just one player.
See, I think if you can grab two people, if you can go get a Max Crosby with a first –
would you rather have two high-impact players or like five?
No. Just give me two. Just give me two guys. Give me two plug-and-play guys. Because suddenly, if look, we kind of what Bobby talked about, and you and I have been saying this for a few weeks now. Give me Minkah Fitzpatrick all day, every day. Yeah. And I think Minkah can be had. All right. I mean, Miami's.
Why wouldn't Miami want a draft pick rather than keeping Minkah on a team that's going nowhere? It makes sense for both teams.
It makes all that. Your defense sucks to begin with. Okay. Like, all right. So you got bring in a couple youth, whatever you got going. I don't know what your roster looks like in Miami, but, you know, I mean, who cares? Take a second, take a third for Minkah Fitzpatrick. Be done with it. Boom, done. And you're moving off that salary. And you can move on because look. I don't care what they decide to do. You know, I know, Kevin knows, and everybody listening here knows, Miami's doing something drastic in the offseason.
Has to.
Okay? Like, and do we care? No, we don't. Would we like to snatch Minkah Fitzpatrick before you do it?
Before he gets in the open market. 1,000%. And I don't trust the Cowboys in a bidding war.
No, I don't, because you'll give up too much.
Yeah.
If you
or you won't give up enough and someone else will take him. That price is too high.
See, I wasn't upset about the Kyle Duggar thing. I'm just saying right now, if this defense, because you should win your next two games. All right, let's be real. You should win your next two games. You should beat Arizona, who's 2-6.
Who Kyler was limited at practice.
Who by the way, did you know that I want to say the Bears and the Cowboys right now have the worst win strength of winning in the NFL.
Makes sense. Like, the teams they've beaten have not been good.
250.
Yeah.
250.
I mean, name somebody good the Cowboys have beat.
Nobody. That said, if you give me Max Crosby and Minkah Fitzpatrick, and I've got a defensive rotation of Max Crosby, Jadeveon Clowney, and Donovan Azaraku, and then our boy
Solomon.
Clark, Solomon, and Osa. Yo, I'm not saying you're a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
But as Bobby alluded to yesterday, you just need to get into the dance. Mm-hmm. And that would suggest to me, if this team was to get into the playoffs, that you did something down the stretch that nobody expected you to do, because you would have had to have beaten Philly and you would have had to have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. One of the two. God forbid you beat both.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid you beat both.
It's all in front of you. Jerry's not getting any younger.
All right, Jake Ferguson had some interesting things to say. And you know what? Talking to Gavin Dawson during Crosstalk, I'm going to run a couple of these clips, courtesy of Mr. Khaki Kevin cutting those up for us during the show. Would you like to hear a little more urgency out of your star tight end? I'm going to ask Blake that next. Don't go anywhere. More with Jake Ferguson next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
I've got two questions for you, Frederick, before we get into this Jake Ferguson audio. We had our boy Ricky Scoops make a tweet today. Are you familiar with Ricky Scoops' work, Fred?
He was the one that tipped us all off on Micah going to Green Bay, was he not? Among other things?
Among other things, yes. He has kind of been an anonymous leaker for the last couple of years as far as the NFL spaces are going. Okay. And he's been pretty on point. There hasn't been very many things he's been wrong about. And he came out with a tweet today about the Dallas Cowboys, and it made the rounds around Cowboys media. This was the tweet. This was done 11 hours ago. Boo, the Cowboys and 49ers are both expected to add defensive linemen before Tuesday's trade deadline. Hashtag Dallas Cowboys. Your thoughts on Ricky Scoops saying they are expected to add a defensive lineman before the deadline. Our boy Ricky Scoops. 2.4 million views that tweet has.
I mean, I don't think that's... it's such an ambiguous, D-line.
Are we thinking edge?
Tackle. It's got to be an edge.
Here, all I'm saying is this.
Now, let's also read more into it. He said add. Do you think that means not via trade?
Oh, no, it's going to be via trade. Let's not get it twisted.
Okay.
If you add an edge, if you don't move off Sam Williams or Marshawn Nealon, so help me God.
If they just add another Sam Williams or Dante Fowler.
How many more DNs does this team need? You don't need 17 defensive ends.
They can only play so much, and none are playing that well.
None. I mean, look, 877-881-1053. And Sam Williams, if you're listening, I'd love to hear from you as well. Is there, I'll tell you what, I'll do one better.
Okay.
Outside of CeeDee Lamb, and I don't even know if that's, is there anybody that's off limits?
Yes. Can I list them? And you tell me if
absolutely.
I'm wrong. CeeDee Lamb. Brandon Aubrey.
And I will ring the bell if okay. I agree with you.
Brandon Aubrey.
All right, start over.
CeeDee Lamb. So you'd move. There's a price to move off. I mean, there's a price for every player, but reasonable yes. where yeah. you'd be okay. Okay, CeeDee's one for me. Brandon Aubrey. Tyler Smith. All pro left guard that you drafted you in his first 3 years.
They're hard to come by. They're hard to come by.
I think that's where the list
that's
is.
It, right?
I mean, I'm trying to think.
By the way, did you guys
probably overshow just for the sheer fact of I need to see if this guy's going to be the greatest linebacker ever? I wouldn't trade him. There wouldn't be anything right now that'd make me trade him because I've done all the hard part. I've waited. It's like Rashee Rice.
Okay, so if somebody told you right now, I'll give you a 2026 first round pick for DeMarvin Novichon.
Yeah, I would.
Yes, you would. What do you mean?
It needs to be top 20.
Of course you
I'm not, taking the 31st pick in the first round for Overshawn. And I'm fine.
Are you out of your mind? Are you are you being serious right now?
I'm fine.
You mean to tell me right now, Blake Elliott, a.k.a. Dave.
I'm fine being in
the
minority.
Is Blake saying this or is Dave saying this?
Maybe Dave. I'm an Overshawn guy. Through and through.
I mean, I love DeMar being Overshawn as much as the next guy. But you didn't tell me for a first round pick?
It had to be top 25. If I knew it was like the 31st pick in the draft, like it's about to be draft day, and we'll give
like
you
if the Ravens said right now, hey, I'll give you a first round pick for DeMarvin Overshawn.
Well, their pick is going to be very good, so I'd take it.
Well, what if not if they make a run?
Whoever, like I said, if it's outside the top 25, I would not do it.
You're crazy.
But that's also me being biased and loving Overshawn. Like I'm just being honest.
No, I get it.
But is there anybody else on the team? I mean, I wouldn't really be trading Booker anytime soon just because we invested so much unless I'm getting a top 12 pick.
That's what I'm saying. Like anybody, I mean, you're not going to get – what I mean by this is like, hey, you're not trading for a bag of donuts. Yeah. Like, you know, someone's making you a legitimate, fair offer where it's like, okay, yeah, you're going to get a – somebody's offering you a first-round pick.
That's about it. Everybody else has a pretty easy price I'd move off of.
I mean, here's the thing. On the defensive side, who could you move?
Bland and still get
that's
value.
It.
Yeah. You could still give value for Osa.
The right team would absolutely, yeah, because they're looking at Osa thinking to themselves, yeah, we just need to get him in our system.
Correct. Just had a huge
and maybe
season.
Kenny Clark still. I think Kenny Clark you could probably get something for. I do think Dante Fowler, just because he's a veteran guy, he's been around, you could probably get something for him.
That's the list ends.
Probably a fifth or sixth round. Yeah. And then Ezeraku,
yeah.
I think Ezeraku you could probably get something for, too.
Marshawn Nealand, we all held out hope thinking he'd be this not savior, like all pro guy, but like he's going to be a DeMarcus Lawrence run stopper leader. But kind of a ghost this year. But maybe it's also.
Plus, he's been banged up too. That hasn't helped.
Availability, man.
But now, look, I'm not. You're right. I mean, he was banged up last year and he's been banged up again this year. Is he our Derek Lively? Is he the Derek Lively of the defense?
We got a bunch of guys that are banged up and average.
You know what's the worst part?
You got no guy that's been available a bunch, and that was Micah.
Have you missed Marshawn Nealand?
No, I didn't even know if he was on or not.
That's just it.
Unless I'm watching the film and looking at the defensive end room specifically and having my eyes hyper-focused on him, no.
See, that's the problem with the defense. Is
the
defense
line, the only guy to me that has been making splashes, you can even see with the naked eye, has been Solomon Thomas, has been Jadeveon Clowney, and has been James Houston. And then Ezeraku as well. Those are the only people that I've seen where you're noticing them pop left and right. You're not moving Dak, boys. No one wants that contract. We're very aware that Dak Prescott would be super hard to move. I had another question for you, Fred, but I forgot what it was. I gave you the Ricky Scoops.
Must have been a lie.
I don't remember what it is. Okay, what you got for audio?
All right, let's do this. Let's go with a little we got a little Jake Ferguson from today's G-Bag. And all right, let's number one, Jake. Let's go in order. Let's just knock this out rapid fire style. Jake, how are we feeling about, or what's the latest and greatest on DeMarvin Overshawn's injury?
Oh yeah, I don't even. It's not the crazy when you don't hear much about it. So I'm sure he's fine.
That is good to know.
little Gavin Dawson moonlighting there. Okay, we've heard a lot about the elevation in Denver and how it's hard to breathe. Even for those of us that
oh my god, someone says
quit great, smoking.
Someone said, "What happened to Peyton Turner?
Didn't he get hurt?
Have we,
Peyton? If you're listening, 877-81-1053. I honestly, I don't. You know what? I haven't seen Peyton Turner since the Rams game, and that was the first preseason game of the year. What's up with the elevation, Jake?
For me personally, no, not really. I didn't feel it. I think we talked about this last time, but I said, like, I feel like it's more of the, like, once you get tired faster, but, like, it's not detrimental, if that makes sense. Like, it just feels like there's a little bit extra more weight on your chest.
Should have lied, Jake. End of the game with zero catches. I'm like, yeah, it was tough out there. That's why I struggled. He's like, no problem at all. Yeah. Mark Andrews with his second tutty of the day.
I tell you what,
14 for the Ravens.
Yeah, he's been on a nice little run here as of late. How big would it be to bounce back with a win on Monday night?
Yeah, for sure. And I think it starts with like a good week of prep, great week of prep. But yeah, we're stacking days right now. And, you know, the whole message we've got this week is, you know, let's start a streak. That talks about goose eggs, wins, all that stuff. So great mentality going into this week for sure.
Let's start a streak. Let's start a streak.
Well, let's start a streak. And then, of course, that streak would be great to start on Monday Night Football. And, of course, Gavin and them asked, because I was able to catch this interview while I was in my Hyundai Kona. You know, do people still get geeked for Monday Night Football?
Yeah, I love Monday Night Football. I still remember watching it as a kid with the little song they do. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, Monday night's Monday Night Football. It's prime time. I love it. But at the same time, we have a message that we kind of preach. You know, it's every game, you don't make it any bigger than it is. You don't want to make it any crazier or any, the lights any brighter than they are. At the end of the day, we've got our prep and we got to stick to our prep. And then we just go out there on game day and go. Could be any day of the week.
I mean, I like that. I mean, you know, look, the thing I like about when I hear Jake Ferguson, because I mean, he's, and the one thing I do appreciate about a guy like a Jake Ferguson is, you know, whether he was on with the morning show this summer during training camp, whatever it was, you know, he's done the player show here with G-Bag, is he's got a great personality. He's funny. He's jovial, very un-Rowdy Tellez-like, if I will, if I may, when it comes to just being a guy that, you know, you kind of want to kick it with and has a little bit of a sense of humor. Now, that being said, what about these must-win games?
To me, honestly, everything's a must-game win. And I, that sounds cliche, but must-win game. But
I like must-game win.
Must-game win. But yeah, I mean, that just gives you another opportunity, another championship opportunity. And Shoddy talks about that all the time. It's another opportunity to showcase who we are as a team, and you know, do what we do. And I don't think we've put together even close to a whole game yet. I don't even know if we've put together a whole quarter, because I've seen some stuff from our team, offense, defense, special teams included. That's really good stuff. And once we put it all together, it's going to be really cool.
I mean, we're all waiting for it.
Must game win. It's very barbaric. I like it.
Must game win. I mean, he gives off uber meathead vibes, and we're here for it on Fan After Dark. Now, much has been made of the fact that Louisville's own Kyler Murray has never lost at AT&T Stadium.
It's true.
Well, Jake Ferguson dropped this nugget.
I've never lost against the Cardinals at AT&T Stadium either.
Oh, wow. How many times does that happen?
Once, maybe twice. Something's going to give on Monday night.
Something's going to give.
Something will give on Monday night. Did you know that there is a Rookie of the Year ranking in the NBA that is updated weekly? Where is Cooper Flagg at? And Mavs After Dark with the phenom himself, my favorite phenom, the only phenom I will ever appreciate, the Mr. Blake Elliott, Mavs After Dark next. Anything else you're going to tease us with?
A little Anthony Davis. We'll see where he's at in that Achilles tendinopathy coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On
the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.